The You Bet Breakfast. Radio TAB. All sports, all angles, all the news.
Yeah, Dane Zorko joins us from the Brisbane Lions. Morning to you, mate. How are you?
Good morning, Don. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you on.
Yeah. I heard about the Mario thing at Broadbeach there. That sounds pretty good. Right,
well,
I reckon.
Yeah. But, well, Mario's is great. But if there's ever a recommendation food-wise that comes from Jared Daffy, you can take it that it's good because he trial runs them all. There's not one that's on the barred list.
Oh, brilliant.
What about that, Dane, when you come from the coast and then make your way to Brisbane, still with a lot of your career in front of you, but the journey that you've taken and still being able to play out an AFL career without leaving Southeast Queensland has been terrific for you, I suppose, to remain local.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially on the family front, it's been very valuable. I haven't really had to travel far. Majority of our list, especially being up in Brisbane, coming from all over the country. So I think on that front, you eliminate homesickness and all that sort of stuff. So that's been a big positive. But, yeah, also my family's been able to watch the majority of the games as well, which is really great.
There's a great story on the Lions website at the moment, both in video form, and Josie Fielding from your media department has written an article on it. It's your football story. And there's a lot to like about it. I mean, as Jared just mentioned there, from the coast there at Broadbeach. And how important has it been then to have your family around you pretty much every step of the way? No signs of homesickness when all you have to do is travel up and down the M1. It's been, as you just mentioned there, it's been absolutely terrific. And it's great that you've been able to put your story out there as well too for everyone to watch at the moment.
Yeah, and I think, that's probably... It is only a drive down the coast, and the fact that the family's been there in bad games, good games, whatever sort of games I have. The best thing about them being there is, they know when a bad game, when a good game is, so they know when to talk about it and when not to talk about it. Yeah, so that's always a big positive as well. So, really, I'm really fortunate to be able to play my AFL career in Southeast Queensland and be close to my family.
Dane, in fact, when you look, and there's so much talk now about the draft and draft picks, etc., doesn't always work out. Because you happen to be high in a draft list doesn't mean that you're automatically going to be a star of the game. And oftentimes you see some of the players who turn out to be really, really good players are ones who have either been well down the draft or overlooked completely. And that was the case with you, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, and you can add Tom Rockliffe to that list as well.
That's right,
He got picked up as a rookie list player. You'd be surprised how many players are on the AFL list that have actually come through the rookie draft that have just worked so hard once they get there. And I remember Simon Black saying, the hard work doesn't start until you get drafted. Getting drafted was the easy thing. And I totally agree with him on that. It's really difficult to constantly always wanting to improve, get better, and continuously try and be your best, because you need to be at your best to stay in the game, and that's what's really cutthroat about it. And I think the guys who come through a rookie list or take a little bit longer to develop or really work hard on their stuff certainly reap the benefits.
Still,
later on.
It must be deflating, though, for someone who's so enthusiastic when you keep getting overlooked and you know in your own mind, you're confident in your own mind, I've got the ability, I can do this, I just want that chance.
Yeah, you're spot on. It was very frustrating. I think also I was very fortunate that I was able to play against AFL listed players in the local NEFL Quaffle when I was running around. So we got to play against the Suns and the Brisbane Lions on a regular basis. So you could always challenge yourself and match yourself up against guys that are on a list and see how you compare. And that's certainly the way I took it when I played up against one of those two teams. And I guess the frustrating part was is I seemed to play well in those games and I still was getting overlooked. So, it's all history now.
You just got to hang in, haven't you?
Yeah,
never give up.
Exactly right, and that would be my teaching point to every kid coming through. It doesn't necessarily mean making stateside and being the best at such a young age. It doesn't mean anything. You need to constantly work, not keep chipping away. If you keep getting knocked down, keep trying, and hopefully good things will come your way.
Speaking of good things coming your way, some great results in recent times for the team, including being within a kick of Adelaide last week, which would have been bitterly disappointing for the team. But that all that hard work that you've been doing throughout the season is starting to pay dividends at the moment.
Yeah, it's about the season and certainly pre-season and the years that we've had as well. Like, it's been some very difficult times for the club. I think the boys can certainly see that there is light at the end of the tunnel at the moment, and the last month of football has probably been our best in a long time for the football club. So it's a really exciting period for the club, and yes, we're bitterly disappointed against the loss to Adelaide on the weekend, but in saying that was a team that made the grand final last year, and if someone told us at the start of this year you're going to be within a kick of Adelaide, I reckon we probably would have taken it, considering the last three times we've played and we've lost by a combined total of over 300 points nearly. I think one of them was 138 points. So the fact we've got within a kick of a premiership team, or a team that played in the premiership last year, it's exciting for the football club, and I think the boys are certainly thriving off that. And it also sees the energy that they constantly bring to training every day, knowing that we are very close. It's just little things that are just letting us down, that the more we play together, the more we do stuff together, training and everything like that, those results will hopefully turn our way.
Dane, just on leadership, and now that you are the leader at the club, I guess one of the things that really goes in your favour is, as a young bloke, who you are able to learn from there at the club. And you mentioned Simon Black's name before, but there's Simon Black, there's Jonathan Brown. What do you take away now, particularly in your leadership capacity? What do you take away from what you learnt from those two blokes and some of the others as well?
Yeah, you're right. Those two were very great for me to learn off, especially. But I think there's a lot of good things that gets done off the field, but I think it's really important on the field that and I reckon Brownie and Blackie did it so well, as they really led from the front in terms of their performance. And when times got very difficult, it was very noticeable that those were the guys that stood up, tried to make a difference, didn't necessarily lose their cool, or if things weren't going their way, they spat the dummy. They really stood strong. And then I think that's really important for, especially the group that we have at the moment. If I throw the toys out of the cot, well, they're more than likely going to do the same thing. So it's really important that I stay calm. And that's something that I certainly learned off Blackie and Brownie, that when we were getting beaten or we conceded a few goals in a row, they were able to steady the ship just with their body language, what they were able to do once they have the ball, which is something that I certainly hope to take into my leadership.
Sorry, John. I was just going to say, as far as that leadership is concerned, and when you're out there with these young guys and you're seeing them respond, and when I say younger than you, not saying you're old, don't by any stretch, but when you're seeing them respond out on the field, whether it be for the likes of what Chris Fagan is doing as coach, Luke Hodge as well, Hodgie's influence on the team, yourself as well, it just seems that you've got a group there that just is taking everything on board.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we take it a little bit too literally sometimes. We try and execute a game plan and we do it to the absolute T, which is a fantastic trait to have. But sometimes there's a little bit of lag there. But I think that's probably the really encouraging part from our team, is everyone buys in and everyone wants to succeed, and they want to do everything perfectly so they can be a part of that success. And I think that's a real fortunate and great part of our group at the moment.
Well, look, the last couple of games with the three wins in a row and then a narrow loss to Adelaide, things are starting to turn. But it would have been hard as the leader on the field earlier on, when you were being beaten, knowing you were playing well, not getting beaten by much, but getting beaten, to just on the field keep the other players, keep their heads up and say, it's going to turn for us.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a very difficult stage. We'd come in, myself and the leadership group, we faked on a Monday morning and have our leadership meeting going, we're so close, what's happening? And it's really important that we didn't get, as I said, throw the toys out of the cot or anything like that. We had to stay calm. We understood it's going to take time, and I think that's what Fagan's reiterated to us as well, is it's just not going to be a quick fix. It's going to take a little bit of time. The boys have only played, we've got to remember, some of our players have only played 20 games, and you feel like they've been out there for years and years. And that's like Alex Witherden, for instance. He's only played 26 games. He's having a career like he's played for 100 already. Like, he's just, it's incredible. So these kids are going to make mistakes along the way occasionally, and we just have to stay calm. And we know in the long run it's going to be very beneficial for our group. And I think that's the one thing that keeps me positive and upbeat as well, as we're going so well with a team that has so much inexperience. Once these kids do get a lot more games under their belt, hopefully we can have really strong performances every week.
And you face a tough one this weekend against the Cats. Dangerous ball getters that they've got, dangerous midfields that they got, including Ablett, Selwood, Dangerfield, and the like. How do you go about shutting them down?
Yeah, it's going to be a very very good test for our football club again. We've played in some pretty hostile environments this year, obviously going over to Fremantle, playing Hawthorn in Launceston. But we seem to have travelled really well. So we take a lot of confidence out of those past two travels that we've had. We've been able to get the win, but Geelong's a totally different ball game again. It's going to be 30,000 Cats fans screaming, but it's another great experience for our players as well. And yeah, they've got some really good players all around the park, but so do we. So it's going to be a really good matchup, and hopefully we're able to play the style that we want to play and give ourselves a really good opportunity to win.
They are such a hard side to beat. They've got a great record at home. They should have been beaten at home last week by Melbourne. Got a kick after the siren to win the game. But it'll be interesting to see how they respond to that performance.
Yeah, absolutely. They're obviously a very proud side. And, you know, they had a couple of really good performances on the weekend with Tom Hawkins, 7 goals. Obviously, Dangerfield and Joel always playing well. So, look, I think they're going to be... They obviously brought up there in the finals race, so... I'll take this as a must-win game, I would assume. So it's going to be very important that we're up to the challenge. But, yeah, it is a fortress down there. There's no doubt about it. It's a very hostile crowd. And I think, as I said, it's going to be a great learning for our young players as well.
Given that, though, you look at the likes of, well, not a young player for you, Luke Hodge, but Darcy Gardner, Louis Taylor, Reece Matheson and Alex Witherden, all played for the Geelong Falcons as juniors, and then you've got Alan Christensen and Josh Walker who played for the Cats as well. So there's plenty of motivation amongst the team, not just to get the win, just to get one up on, well, I dare say they'd have a few mates in the team down there too, those guys.
Yeah, they certainly do, and they keep calling it the footy factory down there in Geelong. They reckon that every good player comes out of there. So we've heard a little bit about that all week from those Geelong, or those guys in that region anyway. So they're really excited to get down there and have a good crack and play in front of their family as well.
What I want to ask you, how do yourself and other members of the club feel about being used as a guinea pig by the AFL to test possibly test rule changes in some games coming up for the end of the season? How do you feel about it as a player?
I haven't heard too much about it. I know that as a club, we trialled the rules with the AFL just a few weeks ago. They came up and watched us trial the rules. I quite enjoyed the rules, the rule changes. I thought they were beneficial, made the ground long again, made it a really fast, flowing game. I just don't know if in-season is the right time to do it.
That's
I feel like we've got JLT. There's plenty of practice matches throughout the pre-season that they can potentially trial them. I'm just not sure in season's the right way to go about it.
Because what if you're playing, say, if they did it in Q Clash, you say you're doing it 1 week, and then you're playing a team in the top eight the next, you've got to revert from one set of rules 1 week back to another the next week.
Yeah, I'd have to think it'd be pretty difficult for the umpires as well to try and adjudicate with all the different rules coming in every week as well. So, look, I'm not sure how they'll do it and if they'll do it, but, I don't think in-season's going to be the right way to go about it.
Okay. Dan, just looking towards the end of the season, you've got the Cats this weekend, but it's a tough run to the finish because you've got North Melbourne, you've got Collingwood, you've got the Suns, and if they play like they did against the Sydney Swans, they're again going to be hard, and finish with the Eagles. So it is a tough run home, but it is very important that the team finishes on a high and is able to end the season knowing that you've built on what has gone in the past this season.
Yeah, definitely. And as you said, that draw probably isn't the easiest in the AFL on the way home. But in saying that, we've played all those teams except for West Coast and matched up really well against them. I thought North, North Melbourne, we were down to one person on the bench after half time. We ended up winning the second half. Gold Coast were within a kick. Collingwood were within a kick. And then, obviously, we haven't played Geelong or West Coast yet. But we take a lot of confidence out of those other three performances that we certainly can match them. Two of them, the North Melbourne game will be at home, so that's an advantage for us. It's really important that we finish off the year strong. I think no matter what, we'll certainly see the improvement, no matter what the results will be throughout the year. But I think it's really important that we do head off on our break, understanding how far we actually have come.
Absolutely.
And then trying to build on that for next year.
Yeah, exactly so. Good on you, mate. Thanks for giving us your time this morning. And it's going to be a tough road. It's always a very tough road trip, one of the hardest there is, down to Cardinia on the weekend to take on the Cats. But good luck in it.
Awesome, guys. Thanks for having me.